Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A brand new high in U.S. coronavirus cases.
A pretty massive surge.
Three white men charged with murder in the death of a black jogger.
The family was ecstatic.
Young people less white than ever.
Census figures reveal the changing face of America.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The U.S. has set yet another record high number of daily coronavirus cases, most of them in the South and the West. Dr. Matt Hines at Tucson Medical Center.
Started about 3 weeks after my state reopened. Many people went back to mingling with each other, kind of almost like before, almost like we don't have a pandemic. Unfortunately, we still do.
Three states have broken their own records for most cases reported in a day. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez.
It's making a comeback.
So. Dr. Sergio Segarra is the chief medical officer of Miami's Baptist Hospital. He says he's seen a significant increase of coronavirus patients in the last few days, mostly walk-in cases.
These are community-acquired COVID infections as opposed to nursing homes.
Florida was one of five states reporting record high increases in coronavirus cases on Wednesday. Another was California, where more than 7,000 people tested positive.
There is a massive outbreak of COVID-19 across the state of Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott said certain parts of his state could face new restrictions after seeing more than 10,000 new cases in 2 days.
CBS News has confirmed more than 54,000 people who work and live in long-term care facilities have died from the coronavirus. That's more than 40% of all U.S. deaths. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Massachusetts, where 76 veterans died at a single facility.
It was preventable, for sure.
Susan Kenny is heartbroken over the newly released report detailing the missteps at the Holyoke Soldiers Home. Her father, Air Force veteran Charles Lowell, was one of the home's nearly 80 residents who died from coronavirus. The 174-page report released Wednesday says the most substantial error was the decision to move all veterans, both COVID-19 positive and those with no COVID-19 symptoms, into one unit, resulting in more than 40 veterans crowded into a space designed to hold 25.
The happiest place on earth will be one of the loneliest for a while longer. Disneyland had planned to reopen on July 17th, but the company says it's postponing because California won't release new guidelines in time. Disney blogger Dusty Sage.
This is very personal for me, and I'm very sad for all the people I know and work with who are out of work.
Tourists are back at one of the world's most iconic monuments. The Eiffel Tower reopened today.
We've seen a lot the last few days. And now at our last day, we're very happy to be able to go up.
Visitors will have to climb up in masks. Elevators are grounded to avoid crowding. A new study shows a breakthrough steroid to treat COVID-19 may be dangerous to people with milder forms of the virus. Scientists in the UK have found dexamethasone reduces deaths in critically ill patients, but also leads to a slightly higher death rate in others. Democratic organizers aren't taking chances. The Democratic National Convention will be downsized, with Joe Biden accepting the nomination in person at a smaller venue in Milwaukee in August, and delegates casting votes remotely, among them first-timer Tommy Molina.
A lot of us put a lot of effort into becoming a delegate, recruiting our friends to vote for us, attending the events. And to be told that it's now going to be virtual is really upsetting.
Republicans still planning to hold their convention at the 15,000-seat ViStar Arena in Jacksonville, Florida. Today, President Trump travels to Marinette, Wisconsin, to visit a shipbuilder making guided missile frigates for the Navy. He'll also make a stop in Green Bay. A grand jury in Georgia has handed up indictments against three white men in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black jogger. Cobb County District Attorney Joyette Holmes.
That indictment does have 9 charges on it. Malice murder, 4 counts of felony murder.
Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Bryan allegedly chased Arbery in a neighborhood near Brunswick. Father and son claim they thought he was a burglar. They could all face life in prison if they're convicted. 3 staffers at a Michigan Center for Kids in the Juvenile Justice and Foster Systems have been charged with involuntary manslaughter and child abuse. The Kalamazoo County prosecutor says 16-year-old Cornelius Fredericks died while they held him down after he threw a sandwich. WMMT-TV's Tavarius Haywood.
Lakeside Academy staff waited 12 minutes to call for help or start CPR. Staff wrongfully restrained 16-year-old Cornelius Fredericks before he lost consciousness, the report says. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says the teen did not demonstrate an imminent threat of harm to himself or others for him to be restrained.
Young faces in this country are more diverse than ever. Correspondent Bill Rakoff explains.
For the first time, the census numbers show that non-whites and Hispanics were a majority of people under age 16 in 2019. Experts say that's an expected demographic shift that will continue to grow over the coming decades. At the same time, the number of non-Hispanic whites in the U.S. has gotten smaller in the past decade as deaths surpassed births.
NASA has renamed its headquarters in Washington for a hidden figure.
She was a research mathematician who had higher ambitions.
I plan on being an engineer at NASA.
Janelle Monáe is Mary Jackson in the movie Hidden Figures. Jackson did become NASA's first African-American female engineer. She worked on wind tunnels in segregated Virginia, her research helping the agency's rockets fly smoothly and efficiently, lessons that also help build better cars and planes. The Mary W. Jackson Building is on what's now called Hidden Figures Way in Washington. Peter King, CBS News.
A massive cloud of dust is expected to settle in along the Texas Gulf Coast this week. It's drifted over from the Sahara Desert in northern Africa on trade winds. The National Weather Service says it'll impact air quality, but it could also prevent new tropical storms and make for spectacular sunsets. New college grads would be wise to brush up on some sought-after skills.
The recruiting firm PeopleScout analyzed hundreds of thousands of entry-level job postings for those with a bachelor's degree.
The number one thing that employers were looking for was communication.
Chip Holmes is the head of PeopleScout.
And then it moved into sales and problem solving, detail orientation.
Other desired skills include customer service, research, and knowing how to operate Microsoft Office. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Gone with the Wind is back on HBO Max with a new introduction.
You can take it all back to the kitchen. I won't need to buy it.
Oh, yes, I'm you is.
TCM host and black scholar Jacqueline Stewart providing the counterbalance to the romanticized portrayal of the antebellum South.
The film's treatment of this world through a lens of nostalgia denies the horrors of slavery as well as its legacies of racial inequality.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.